Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello, Blenders, and welcome to a bonus episode of Real Blend. As promised, we are continuing our Dune 2 coverage, this time with Jacqueline West and Patrice Vermette, who worked behind the scenes with Denis Villeneuve on his hugely successful sequel. My name is Sean O'Connell. I am the managing editor at Cinema Blend and a co-host of the Real Blend podcast. And if you are paying attention to the channel, you know that last week we had the great Joe Walker, editor of Dune and Dune 2, as well as Greg Fraser, returning guest to the Real Blend podcast. He is the cinematographer for not just Denis Villeneuve, but Matt Reeves and several other incredible filmmakers. They are returning to the show because Dune Part 2 has been making its way to 4K Ultra HD, something that you need to add to your home video collection immediately. We loved getting a chance to have Denis come on the show when the film reached theaters. Go back and find our interview with Denis on behalf of the sequel coming to theaters. We also had Rebecca Ferguson come on the show. We had Hans Zimmer, legendary composer of Dune and Dune Part 2, and he talked about his process. And then Joe Walker and Greg Fraser. And this week, we're thrilled to be able to continue our conversations with some behind-the-scenes talent on Dune Part 2. It's Jacqueline West talking about the costume design that she did on this film and several other incredible films over the course of her career. The filmmakers that she collaborated with are incredible, as well as Patrice Vermette, who is the production designer on Dune 2. We talked a ton about their preferences for shooting on stage versus on location, something that was significant for Denis and Dune 2. And of course, the development and evolution of the costumes for all of the different characters that are integral, not just for Dune Part 1, but through Dune Part 2, and what it might mean for Dune Messiah when, if and when, Denis Villeneuve gets to tell that part of the trilogy. So without further ado, we are, again, excited to have Patrice and Jacqueline joining us on Real Blend to talk about their contributions to Denis Villeneuve's masterful sequel, Dune Part 2.
Because of what you're doing with costumes and production design, it's all affected in kind of how everything is captured in the camera by Greg as well. How the lighting is going to reflect off the costumes, how the lighting is going to work on the sets as well. Can you talk about the conversations you have either with Greg and or Denis about those ideas of how the costumes and how the production design will be reflected with the lighting and the environment of what they're shooting in?
I'll start because after Dune 1, we're all used to working very closely together, and I'd worked with Greg before. But Denis is the guide. We filter, all of us filter everything through him because he sees what all of us are doing. He's so involved. He comes to my atelier where, you know, it's huge, it's 80 people working in a room. Sorry. And Denis is our guide. He sees what we're all doing. And sometimes we lose touch because the sets are away from the studio or way on the other side. And I can't always go see everything. I try to take my little cart and go see whatever Patrice is doing. But, you know, there was a big fiasco when we tested all the Harkonnen stuff for the
black and white.
Everything went white in infrared, and parts of costumes were part black, like Fade Rauta's armor and his whole outfit. Parts of it were black and infrared, and parts were white. And I had to go back to the drawing board and make everything.
Wow.
And I had no idea, you know, I had never thought to even ask Craig. I didn't know that infrared did that. Black is black to me, you know.
It's, sure. Yeah.
I don't know if but I'm much more those kind of conversations I have with Greg when we camera test. But I work more closely with Patrice because his sets kind of guide how magnificent the people have to be dressed, like the size of them, you know, how many costumes I'm going to need to fill those, you know, cavernous rooms. And to me, this movie was really like D.W. Griffith, you know, like Intolerance or something. The sets were massive and I needed to make the costumes just as impressive. You know, when those doors open and the Bene Gesserits walk through and they're in those very, very elaborate robes and costumes and jewelry, they had to be magnificent, like that set. And then those cavernous kind of cave-like, you know, I needed to make sure that there was mystery in all those cloaks to dress the Fremen. So I'm much more, Patrice starts so much earlier than I do, and he's so guided by his conversations with Denis. And I get Denis much later when I actually made costumes and put them on mannequins, you know, but even then we change things. Like if I don't get, I deeply love it, I keep going.
Love it moment. Yes.
Patrice, did the infrared affect you at all? Like in terms of like that much?
Actually it did not, but I was amazed of the thought, like the, how Jackson was responding so fast, because we were in a totally new territory. Again, as she mentioned, something like a veil for Lady Fenring that was totally black would come out white, and it wasn't like. And also something quite fascinating. It was for Donald Mowat, our makeup supervisor artist. The people, you know, the extras would have tattoos that usually you cover with makeup. But the tattoos would come through with the infrared. So there was a lot of R&D that we needed to do. Fortunately for me, I was the lucky one on this one. It did not affect my sets. But yeah, Jacqueline, she worked hard on that one.
Yeah, I had to work all night remaking stuff. After that, we had to go back and resource other fabrics and change pieces in the office and test all of that out in light, sunlight, with the infrared camera in front of Greg and his cameraman. So it was labor intensive getting that scene to be how Denis envisioned it.
This is a little bit what I was going to ask you guys, is that, Patrice, maybe I'll start with you. Because it's a sequel and because it's set in the same world, did you honestly come into this feeling like you had a head start? Or because so much of it was new-ish, with new locations and new characters, did you feel like you were starting at ground zero?
Well, listen, at first we were talking about on the 26th of October, 2021, I was in Australia and I received 83 text messages in the morning when I woke up. Okay, something's going on. A lot of them were from production and a lot of them were also from Denis. And so first phone call that I made that morning was with Denis, and he said, okay, we're greenlit. We need to start now. I said, okay, but I'm on a movie in Australia. And anyways, long story short, it was from the get-go, Denis' intention, and that I also shared, was that we should not repeat any sets from part one into part two. We needed to raise the bar. It's rare that sequels have as much success as the first one, and it's even more rare than the sequel has more success than part one. You know, so we were talking about we need to take example of The Godfather Part Two or The Empire Strikes Back. You know, and even for locations, we still went back to Jordan and Abu Dhabi, but we never repeated the same locations. So it was fun actually for me because it was a good challenge and I thrive on challenge. And because on part one, of course we go back to Arakeen, But on part one, it was carpet bombed by the Harkonnens when they retake the place over. So it was thinking about reimagining that city with the Harkonnens really bringing their culture into that city. Now they reign and they think they will reign for good. So they don't hold anything. They don't hold back, and they want to put their culture in it. And does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Very much, okay. So. Very much so.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, Jacqueline, I want to bring this up because I find this really interesting. The filmmakers that you have worked with, both of you have worked with incredible filmmakers. But I'm going through, Jacqueline, your list here with Scorsese and Fincher and Terrence Malick. I mean, these are like legendary filmmakers. And I'm curious to know the difference in the narrative conversations that you have with someone like a Scorsese or a Fincher or Denis Villeneuve in terms of the way you create the costumes, because you are working so closely, I would imagine, with all the different departments. But everything has to have narrative reason. Everything has to be on screen for a reason. And I feel like every filmmaker has different reasons for the things that they do as storytellers. Killers of the Flower Moon might be different than what Denis wanted on this film. I'm just curious, is there a difference in those conversations that you have with those filmmakers?
I try to just work with filmmakers like the ones I work with, because it makes your job so much easier if you work with a visionary, because they see the whole film in their heads. And when they're smart, like these filmmakers, they can articulate it. And like there's very specific also. Because they're visionaries and they see the whole film in their head, they can articulate it. They're smart. And you know, like I said, with Denis, without that reaction, I deeply love it. You know, you have to keep working with, you know, with Fincher. He said, you know, you aren't going to want to do Social Network with me, are you? Because it's all hoodies. And I said, but with you, David, it has to be just the right gray hoodie, or right. It's they're very, all of them. Phil Kaufman, Inarritu, they all have such a vision, and they're able to articulate their vision. And sometimes what they don't like is more informative than what they like. And you have to really pay attention of what they reject and then keep going and give them something else. But the reason, you got to listen to why they're rejecting it. And then it tells you exactly what to do. But they're all very similar. I have the same kind of process with all of them, you know. It's like Ben Affleck, he'll say, Jackie's coming to show me five things. And he says, I just ask her which one she likes the best. But you have to give them choices, because you want to hear their comments on each thing to maybe get to the item and the costume you're actually going to use. So they all work in slightly different ways, but they have a very similar take on things. And you have to listen to the director, because they've lived with it so much longer than you have. They see it in their mind. They can't often describe it to you, but they know when they see it.
Jacqueline, does this mean that you chose the fuck you flip-flops from Social Network?
I sure did.
Yes. Yes. Wait,
iconic.
Yeah. What went into choosing the FU flip-flops? Like, how did you come to that?
Well, the funny thing was that I hired a young woman who lived in the same dorm as Mark Zuckerberg at Harvard. She was one of the first people on Facebook, and she had all of every single thing they wore and made to wear on her laptop. And she lives here in LA, and I hired her as my researcher. So it was really Facebook folding in on itself.
Wow.
Which is true, because David got it all right, I think. And other people said he did get it right. But he said, oh, the only thing they got right were the costumes. How'd they know all that crazy stuff I wore and that I made?
I would like each of you guys to speak to the challenges of filming on location in a place like Jordan or someplace like that, where access to materials, maybe I'm assuming, are really tough to get to. I've known when certain people have to ship things back to LA or get materials from LA, specifically to the news. I know that there's a reliance on 3D printing in certain things. Is that something that you guys utilize as well too? Patrice, I'll start with you. What are some of the obstacles you guys had to overcome in terms of getting the materials that you needed?
Well, shipping works fantastically. We just need to have a buffer date, you know, like when you ship, you got to go to customs and stuff, especially when you work in the Middle East. So you need to take it from the day with a buffer, obviously, and work your way back. And getting access to those locations, seriously, when you scout them, yes, it's a bumpy road because there's no road. But once we define the areas that we're going to be using, and we just, you know, like then location, the department takes over, and production, and they build roads. They built in Abu Dhabi, they built 37 kilometers of roads. Wow. For us to be able to reach all the specific locations, which is an incredible amount of work.
Oh my God. You're like a city, essentially.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a huge endeavor, and kudos. They made a home run, a grand slam, that one.
I find it interesting to look at the thread of your work with Denis Ennemi, obviously, through, I mean, Ennemi's, I think, one of the greatest films he's ever made. I think I love that movie so much. And I think Gyllenhaal is just brilliant in that film. But I find it interesting. Can you go back to the original first set you walked on with Denis? Do you remember the memory of that set, the first set piece you built for him? And is there a through line from that moment through this movie that you still feel, outside of just him being passionate as a filmmaker? But like, what are your memories of that guy to now?
That's a very good question. Listen, Denny and I, we've known each other because Montreal is a small city. It's a small film city. The community we all know each other. And so we've known each other from the 90s. We did some commercials together. Our first movie, we wanted to work together before. I was working, you know, our schedules never kind of, you know, matched until Ennemi. And on Ennemi, that we shot in Toronto, which is, thank you for loving that movie, because I deeply love that movie as well.
So good.
And so, Jacqueline, that's something very French-Canadian to say, deeply love, actually. what I remember on Ennemi, when I first starting the conversation with Denis saw it as a on location movie, and I said, you know what, I think we should do this on stage. And Denis at that moment had not had a lot of experience on stage. I was doing a lot of commercials as well, and I'd done other movies, and I particularly like shooting on stage because I think it gives full control to the director and to the DP. So we ventured into that direction with trans lights and creating, because I think, you know, the those two in that movie, those two apartments, which, you know, they look totally normal, but they're characters, and they're characters to support the storytelling. It's because, you know, as Jackie and myself and the DP, we use our art, our skills to support the story. And Denis, after that movie, Denis said, okay, I think I want to do all my movies on stage. He realized how much, you know, flexibility he had on Enemy, which was very, 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 very crazy at the same time, very interesting, is that by the fact that he had the two main apartments on stage, and in the middle, there was on the same big stage, there was the motel room. Then he would go with Jake in the morning. They would rewrite, you know, the script and decided that they would work for like an hour and a half, 2 hours in the morning. They would come out of the motel room and they say, okay, today we're going to shoot in this apartment or that character's apartment. So it was, then he realized that he had, you know, he could do whatever he wanted, basically. Okay, it's going to be a night scene. It's going to be a day scene. We're going to be so that's the moment that I think he realized the potential of stage work. And from that, you know, and from
Sicario, Arrival, I mean, God.
Yeah, so it's like, but you can do stage work and be also very naturalistic in the approach. And that's so that then he carried on, but then it's a naturalistic approach into sci-fi worlds. So that's for me, it's just an evolution of the same director. We evolved into bigger and greater films, and that's the same guy.
Those are real, those Dune sets. People think they're CGI'd sometimes, and I say that every interview, that's real. And I couldn't believe the massiveness. He would cantilever between two sound stages. You know how big a sound stage is. He'd combine them. And I'd never worked on a movie so magnificent. The sets, I said, intolerance. I felt like I was working on this epic movie that only old Hollywood could afford.
Mm-hmm. And it's thank you, Jacqueline. And for Denis, it's uberly important to create immersive settings for the actors and also for the crew to set the tone. In the morning, you walk in, they're like, okay, we're in a serious movie, we know. And for the actors, it helps them, just like the costumes that Jacqueline creates helped the actors perform at their highest level. The same thing, I think, goes for the set. Give them an environment and the right clothes and the right it puts them into character. It helps them, and that's I think that the best compliment that I can receive is from the actors when they say, well, thank you, because it really helps me be in character.
Well,
and then he thrives on that as well. So
before they kick us out, I just want to ask Jacqueline, Messiah is a story that is going to take us and take audiences off of Arrakis and into, you know, crazy lands. I'm wondering if you started thinking at all about styles and executions that you might want to bring to the third film.
Jacqueline, I think there's a red dot on both you and I right now. That there's a red laser dot.
All right. Well, I will assume that each of you has 80 plus emails from Denis that are saying, start thinking. And we're out of time, but we want to thank you guys for coming on Real Blend. We deeply, deeply love this movie and all of the work that you guys did. So we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Cheers. Hey guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at
Naturally, we want to thank our good friends at Warner Brothers Home Video, who continue to give us incredible opportunities with their talent when their big blockbuster films come around to home video. Dune Part 2 is available on 4K Ultra HD, and I know it's coming to Max sometime soon, but I think this is something that you guys are going to want to physically own and have in your home video collection. This is physical media. Obviously, we're big fans of the theatrical experience. We're also big fans of physical media and love getting a chance to talk to people like Jacqueline and Patrice when a movie like this is coming out. We have a ton of stuff coming to Real Blend in the next few weeks, starting with an interview that we've been teasing for a little while on the channel. George Miller, legendary George Miller, is going to be joining us for the new film Furiosa that's coming to theaters. And big celebration. It's all three of the boys together for this interview in person with George Miller. The three of us trekked all the way out to Los Angeles, got to see Furiosa in LA, and then got 30 minutes to sit down and hear about George Miller's entire filmography, his process on not just Fury Road, but the new film Furiosa, and the things that Anya Taylor-Joy brought to the sequel. So you're going to want to make sure you keep it right here on our channel for the latest Real Blend episodes and all the new interviews that we bring to you. In order to do that, hit subscribe, turn on your notifications, continue to share the show with your movie-loving friends. We are just ramping up for the summer blockbuster season of 2024 and have a lot of great interviews. It's hashtag if it happens, but George Miller is coming. He'll be here very, very soon. You guys don't want to miss that one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.